Hello, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to All Indie Radio on the Global Voice. Cocteau Twins and Harold Budd with Sea Swallow Me. Yep, you've stumbled upon All Indie Radio. I'm DJ Frederick. And every week we listen to indie pop, indie folk, and indie rock music that you may not have heard before. And we sample both current releases and music dating back a decade or two. It's all about the joy of discovering DIY music. We're going to continue this edition of All Indie Radio with Massachusetts musician who goes by the name of Lurr, L-R-R-R, from a brand new cassette called Who's News. This song is called Lime.
Lime can have a month, long as I can have one. Sleeping on the job, and the job sleeping on you, and the job is what? Laughing on the lawn, but the joke is unspoken. Try not to stay too long, try not to leave too soon. The job is done. Come back in the morning, there'll be more time. There's always more time. Mm-hmm.
Listening to the Global Voice. You are listening to the Global Voice.
Get off work on Friday and the car's already packed. I'm headed down the highway and I may not come back. At least another week or two, maybe more, you never can tell. I'm searching for a melody I heard long ago. It's etched into my memory, playing soft, sweet and slow. I'm headed to the mountains where I've got the best seat in the house. Symphony, wind, it's gonna whisper softly to me. It's blowing gently through the trees, and it's music, it's sweet, sweet music to my soul. It's music to my soul. Largest conifer in this forest stand. I lay down my body and I spread out my hands, and I gaze out in wonder at this magical starry, starry night. Then I close my eyes and I fade into a dream. I let the euphoria wash all over me. There's nowhere else I would rather be at this point in time. Pine Tree Symphony, wind, it's gonna whisper softly to me. It's blowing gently through the trees, and it's music. It's sweet, sweet music to my soul. It's music to my soul. Just want to stay, stay here forever in this forest hideaway. Someday I will, I know that it's gonna come true. So when I die, please lay my ashes to this ground. Let me blow into the wind, be part of this sound. And if you listen carefully, I know you're gonna hear me sing. Symphony. Wind, it's gonna whisper softly to me. It's blowing gently through the trees, and it's music. It's sweet, sweet music to my soul.
Wes Johnson with Ken Klinger in a tune called Pine Tree Symphony here on All Indie Radio. Ken Klinger has been a home taper now for decades and still releasing much of his music for free on Bandcamp. So please look for Ken Klinger, amazing musician. I'm going to take a quick break, check in with Science in the Sea, then we'll be back with more indie music here on the Global Voice.
Exploring Science in the Sea. Like its garden variety namesake, the sea cucumber doesn't get around much. Most species appear to spend their entire adult lives on the same patch of seafloor. But recent research suggests that at least some of them may get out more. They've been seen to drift along like tumbleweeds. Sea cucumbers are named for their resemblance to the vegetable. They have long, tube-shaped bodies with a mouth at one end. Tentacles around the mouth allow them to scoop up mud and sand, which they filter for food. Sea cucumbers have short tube feet that allow them to move, but not very fast. In most cases, their top speed is a few feet per day. Researchers recently used underwater cameras to watch wild sea cucumbers in a couple of locations off the coast of Canada. They also studied farmed cucumbers off Madagascar, and they got some surprises. In both Canadian locations, large groups of cucumbers hurtled along with the currents. One group, in fact, topped out at about 2 miles per hour, fast enough to cover about 50 miles in a day. The critters moved by sucking in lots of water, making their bodies look more like puffed-up balloons than cucumbers. That made them more buoyant. Then they let go of the ground and moved with the current. Experiments in the lab showed that the animals were more likely to move when conditions were too crowded, or the water was too cloudy, or not salty enough. The poor conditions encouraged the creatures to move on, drifting like tumbling tumbleweeds. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Global Voice. could not see the horizon. The seas had swallowed up the skies. The wind died down and the world turned silent. The fog rolled back before my eyes. A diffuse blue light swelled all around us. Like water at once, both clear and deep. I called to you over and over. Come out from sleep. Voices rose up in a chorus, in a song of longing and what could be. I closed my eyes and I could see. Stay with me. Oh, light, please stay with me.
The 1 a.m. radio with All I Can Recall Is the Haunting. And before that, the band Orange from a compilation Splashed with Many a Speck, a tune called Painted Tongue. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to All Indie Radio here on the Global Voice. Going to sign off for this week, but remember, stay independent, follow your path, and follow your dreams. Thanks for listening.